This is episode 34 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Robert Powell's book, UFOs, A Scientist Explains What We Know and Don't Know. When I have guests on my podcast, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. And so if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to read from chapter 4, which is titled Extreme Acceleration. And this is what Robert has written. Extreme acceleration has been the hallmark of UFOs since the beginning of the modern phenomenon that began in the Second World War. Witnesses have reported objects that made sudden turns without slowing down, moved at high speed before making abrupt stops within a split second, and stationary objects that suddenly accelerated such that they disappeared from sight within the blink of an eye. These are not the characteristics of any man-made aircraft, whether in the 1940s or in the 21st century. Today we can generate high accelerations with missiles, artillery shells, and magnetic railguns, but these cannot make sudden turns and they cannot come to a controlled stop. These are also not the characteristics of any natural phenomenon. Meteors can move at extremely high speeds, but they cannot accelerate. There is no natural phenomenon that can mimic the stop-start actions of UFOs. The accelerations of UFOs reported by witnesses is more akin to the movement of a laser pointer on a wall. UFOs sometimes zip up and down and side to side, as if there was no mass associated with its movement. This is something Dr. Alan Hynek would have called a strangeness quality. So I'm going to jump forward a little bit to a section titled Hints of High Acceleration. This chapter will concentrate on UFO reports with sufficient detail and data to provide the best opportunity to calculate an object's acceleration. But there are many other reports that describe sudden movement changes that would imply very high acceleration forces. These sightings began in the 1940s for those who think that these incidents can be explained by modern hypersonic missiles. So before looking at stronger reports in depth, let's examine less detailed reports to get a feel for what is being seen. November 22, 1944, Trondheim, Norway. RAF 9 Squadron was returning from a mission against targets in Norway. They described the movements of a shiny pink spherical object that was flying behind their bomber. They said the object was changing speeds violently, accelerating and decelerating with swift and jerking movements. 1st of March 1945, Santa Rosa Highway, New Mexico. An Air Force sergeant and another man spot a greyish and metallic appearing object shaped like an upside down canoe. It is motionless and about 14 feet above the ground. The sergeant's friend described its sudden movement. It suddenly swept away like a dragonfly over water, no turning, all too fast out of sight in seconds. April 1st, 1948, Luzon, Philippines. An Air Force pilot flying a P-47 sighted an unidentified flying object at about 1,000 feet below him and at about 200 miles an hour. He described the object as having a turtle-like back, a dorsal fin, and a half-moon shape. The pilot turned his plane to get closer to the other craft in order to identify it. The unknown made a 90-degree turn to the left and accelerated. It disappeared from view in 5 seconds. May 31, 1952, Chorwon, South Korea. A US F-94 military jet, as well as guards on the ground, sighted a disc-shaped object that was engaged by the F-94. As the jet dived to meet the disc moved upwards towards the F-94. It was a game of cat and mouse, and as the pilot testified, the object had superior speed, maneuverability, and climbing ability than his F-94. The guard on the ground who witnessed this engagement stated that the disc moved in jerky motions and turned seemingly instantaneously. The guard described the disc's climbing ability and departure. From the time from when it first started climbing until it disappeared, it took approximately 3 to 4 seconds. November 14, 1956, Jackson, Alabama. A pilot and his co-pilot witnessed a UFO while flying at 25,000 feet over central Alabama. This incident is listed in the Condon Report. His description follows. Darting hither and yon, rising and falling in undulating flight, making sharper turns than any known aircraft, sometimes changing direction 90 degrees in an instant. The pilot described how the object disappeared. He said, "Shot out over the Gulf of Mexico, rising at the most breathtaking angle and at such a fantastic speed that it diminished rapidly to a pinpoint and was swallowed up in the night." May 18, 1962, Pompano Beach, Florida. Mrs. Elizabeth Scott saw a hovering cigar-shaped UFO. The object remained motionless for about 9 minutes before it began to move. When it accelerated, it moved, as she said, like a flash of lightning. October 11, 1964, Brockton, Massachusetts. David Hansen, an engineer, was with two friends when they heard two sonic booms. They looked up and saw two jet fighters. A whitish dome-shaped object was behind the two jets. The object descended slowly and leveled off onto a horizontal path. Suddenly, it accelerated straight up and out of sight in seconds. September 3, 1965, Damon, Texas. A sheriff and his chief deputy were driving their patrol car at about 11 p.m. when they saw a bright purple light several miles away. They pulled their patrol car off the road and viewed the light through the binoculars. Suddenly, the light began moving toward them at a rapid speed. Within seconds, there was a huge object in front of them and only 150 feet away. It was the size of a four-story warehouse and it just hovered in the air. October 25, 1973. Northwest Cape, Australia. A US Navy captain stood for several minutes watching a black sphere hovering in the sky. The sky was clear and pale green-blue. The object was completely stationary, except for a halo around the centre, which appeared to be either revolving or pulsating. It was about 30 feet in diameter and was hovering at 1,000 feet. After watching it for about 4 minutes, it suddenly took off at tremendous speed and disappeared in a northerly direction in a few seconds. May 17, 1977, Memphis, Tennessee. Multiple policemen in Memphis area described a triangular object seen in their metropolitan area. One of the policemen gave a statement on the triangle's high rate of speed. He said, "It sped away at a tremendous rate of speed and just disappeared over the horizon in just a second to a second and a half." July 21, 1977, Porter, Texas. Officer John W. Bruner, a deputy sheriff, was on duty and was the first person to observe the phenomenon. Officer Bruner and his partner, Officer Kugler, were parked west of the object, which appeared to be approximately 1/2 to 1 mile away. The two officers observed the UFO for approximately 45 minutes. During that time period, the UFO appeared to stand still in midair, pulsated, travelled at incredible speeds, and flew with erratic mobility. July 3, 1988, Montgomery, Ohio. A police officer described the extreme rate of acceleration that was displayed by a barbell-shaped UFO that he saw. "And when it moves, I mean it's really going, and it stops and hovers and it zigzags a couple of times and then it went up and down. It's like if you blink, you'll miss how fast it takes it to get there." March 21, 1990. East of Moscow, Russia, General Igor Maltsev, the Russian Air Defense Forces commander, summarizes the UFO acceleration viewed by Russian witnesses. Notice the similarity to reports of UFOs from around the world. He said, "I am not a specialist in UFOs, and therefore I can only link the data together and express my own hypothesis. Based on the data collected by these witnesses, the UFO was a disc 100 to 200 meters in diameter. Two lights were flashing on its sides. In addition, the object turned around its axis and performed an S-shaped maneuver in both the vertical and the horizontal planes. Next, the UFO continued to hover above the ground, then flew at a speed 2 to 3 times greater than that of modern combat aircraft. The objects flew at altitudes ranging from 100 to 7,000 meters. The movement of the UFOs was not accompanied by any type of noise and was characterized by astonishing maneuverability. The UFOs appeared to completely lack inertia. Okay, so this week I was reading from Robert Powell's book, UFOs, A Scientist Explains What We Know and Don't Know. And if you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $5 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $2 a month, you get an extended episode every month. And if you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.